Hi guys, welcome to the Red Queens podcast. I hope you guys are having a great Monday today. Everything has been shifting gear. I feel a lot of shifts within the universe right now that are affecting a lot of people around me. They may be good shifts or bad shifts, or a mixture of both. I feel a great deal of strain has been put on a lot of people lately. excuse me, I know there was a retrograde that just passed, I believe. So that might have to do with a lot of the influence of stress that has been going on in everyone's life lately. So I hope everyone is just exercising that conscious awareness of what is going on around you and taking time for self. Taking time to reflect back on what's going on so that you can approach any situation with a clear mind. I'm going to start off the podcast today with some daily reminders, and we're going to talk about manifestations today. Manifestations can be very powerful, especially when the person manifesting it has good things in mind, good vibes and high frequencies in mind. You can manifest almost anything into your daily life if you constantly practice. And the biggest thing is to keep positive thoughts in your head while you're trying to manifest these things, whether it be a new job, a better car, a happier family life. Maybe someone is having health issues and you're trying to fix those things. A great deal of that while you're manifesting has to do with what is taking part and what is also helping to manifest that. And good thoughts and positivity around you always kind of kickstarts that manifestation, because if you start off with something that's good, more than likely it'll end up staying that way. Bad things happen to people. That is true. We all know that bad things happen sometimes. But if you start off with good intentions and you keep those good intentions and those positive thoughts throughout the day, that it is easier for those manifestations to come to pass. The universe always has a way of answering us when we have questions or when we're trying to manifest things. It may not always be when you want it to be, but they will give you those answers when it is needed, and the universe knows when you need it. Sometimes you may have to wait, and it can be hard because, again, we are humans, so humans are impatient. And when we want something, we want it right now. But you don't realize the steps it takes and the work that it takes in order to get that. And you always have to start with good intentions and those good positive thoughts throughout the day. Don't be telling yourself, I can't do it, or it's not going to happen, it's never going to happen, this is so horrible, I hate my life. If you stay in that thinking, you will forever stay in that thinking. The day that you stop thinking like that and that you know it is going to happen, and you keep telling yourself, I can do this, even if it feels impossible. I want people to achieve impossible goals, because nothing is impossible. Anything and everything that has started off on this earth started off with a thought and a manifestation. The businesses, business owners, the people that are financially wealthy, people that are successful, all started off with that positive thought that they created in their head, that they manifested into the physical world. It all starts with you. You bring that to come to pass. It starts off in your mind and you manifest it into physical world. The hardest part for most people is following through with that manifestation. If you're a spiritual person and you're a spiritual teacher, most of the time you know the steps that it takes in order to manifest. And like I said earlier, a lot of it has to do with intentions, positivity, keeping yourself vibrating at a higher frequency, because the higher frequency you elevate yourself to, the more quicker and adept the universe is to answer back to you. Because the universe operates and helps those that operate higher frequencies. So they recognize that quicker and they get to you quicker. So that plays a big part in keeping that manifestation, keeping your thoughts higher, keeping yourself vibrating at a higher frequency so that you are able to get that manifestation through. You ask the universe and you take your steps. Like I said, if you're a spiritual person, you know how to ask the universe, you know how to manifest it, and then your part after that is waiting for it to come to pass. And sometimes it doesn't always happen as quickly. Sometimes it takes a minute, but it will manifest itself. Everything starts off. It starts off in your brain and it comes out. It is a root that grows. So you have to plant those seeds to grow inside of you to know that this is going to happen. I keep coming through every day and I keep feeling like it's not going to happen. But I'm not going to tell myself that. I'm not going to bring myself down. Because once you start telling yourself that, even if it's just a thought in your head, you may think it's harmless. It's just a thought. Nobody can hear it. It is not. And it is not harmless. It is very harmful to your spirit. Because you're planting seeds that aren't going to grow. You want to plant seeds that are going to grow. So you have to be conscious of what seeds you are planting in yourself. The minute that you start thinking, oh, it's not going to happen, I've been waiting too long, it's been so many weeks, it's not going to happen, I've been trying to manifest it, I've been doing everything I'm supposed to do, I'm staying positive, I'm doing all the right things, I'm encouraging myself, now I'm starting to get down. Now I am starting to get discouraged because it's not happening. And once you start to get to that stage of discouragement and you feel like nothing's going to happen, that's when you start falling off of your path and falling further away from that manifestation that you created to begin with. So once you start falling, you start telling yourself things and you start thinking it's harmless because it's just a thought. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. It's not going to happen. You are planting wrong seeds. You are planting seeds that will not grow. You need to be planting seeds that will grow. And those come from affirmations that you give yourself. Because everything starts with yourself. It doesn't start with your boss. It doesn't start with your friends or your family. It starts with yourself. And in the end, you answer to yourself. You don't answer to anybody else. So if you're following your dreams and your boss doesn't agree with it, or your spouse or your lover or whatever, that is going to take you further away from your path because you're trying to do with what they want to agree with and you're giving in because that you just want to just have peace. You don't want no trouble. So you are going away from your path when you have to remember that you have to answer to yourself. And if you miss that opportunity of what you truly wanted, you will forever be asking yourself, why didn't I do that? I had this chance. Why didn't I take it? Oh, I let so-and-so do that to me. I let so-and-so bring me down. When you really can't blame them, even if they were part of the reason and what held you back, you were the one that decided to take that last step into that decision, which was what they wanted. You are doing what they wanted. You are here to do what you were here to, set here to do. Not what anybody else told you you need to be doing. You need to do what you know is natural and right for you. And nobody can take that away from you. And nobody can tell you otherwise. And if you decide to listen to them, that is nobody's fault but your own. Because you chose to take that path. You could have took the other path and went down that way. But you chose to budge and go into agreement with that person And that's taking you further away from your manifestation as well. So there is always going to be some type of roadblocks for most people. Especially the more spiritually strong you are, the more spiritual warrior you are, the harder the tasks are going to be, because they know you can handle it. They know you're right for the task. They're not going to give you anything you can't handle. But there are going to be roadblocks. And those are going to be tests of your true character. And whether you choose to stay towards the path of where you were destined to be, knows that lets the universe know that you are who you were sent to be. No one can change that. No one can alter your character. You're going to be who you were destined to be. And nothing is going to stand in that way, because everything can be a roadblock for everybody. Everybody has those roadblocks that stand in the way and stop them from going towards that path. What choice you make once you get to that roadblock is all the difference on what kind of person you are. And that separates the meek from the strong. And that is where you need to be. So always constantly remind yourself that this is just a step in the path to try to steer you away. But you have the choice on where you want to take it. Do you want to conquer this and keep on going, or do you want to sit down and become a failure? That is what your strength of your spirit is. That is your calling that brings you closer to your path and closer to those manifestations. Because once you have overcome that, it brings you closer and closer to those manifestations that you had put in place, that you wanted for yourself. And we're going to close out on this podcast on this cloudy, breezy day. I wanted to close out with things that can help us with protecting ourselves from negative or bad energies that can kind of cloud your true path. Since we were talking about manifestation, we also want to talk on protecting yourself from taking yourself away from those manifestations. And there are plenty of ways to protect yourself from negative energies. A few of my friends I know, there's always new things I learn as well on ways to protect yourself. Of course, there's sigils and symbols that work to prevent and protect you from negative energies. There's also cleansing of the spirit, grounding yourself, being at one with nature. Personally, I like to use sage. I like to use smudge sticks. Sage is one of my favorites. Certain incenses can also help to ward off those things. Certain scents like sandalwood, I know, is one of them. And also crystals. Crystals have a great deal of healing power. One of the ones that I use, I have a black obsidian stone hanging over my bed in my room, because black obsidian stone protects you from negative energies and wards off of those things. Also, Santo sticks. I noticed a lot of people that I've been around don't really like the smell of that. I always like to point out that people that don't like it usually have not reached their spiritual atonement and their spiritual path. And that's why they find those types of things and those smells funny, because it is foreign to them. And they're not used to it. And most of the time, if they were raised in a Christian background, they are made to believe that those kinds of things are demonic or satanic, when they are not. It's just another way that they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. A lot of people, like I said, they don't like the smell of Santo sticks, but I love the smell of it. It actually smells like a forest to me when I burn it. It smells like there's a forest in my house, and I love that. It's that smell of nature that is just so raw and beautiful. But Santo sticks also help that. And I like to wear crystals around my neck, or I have one that I wear as a necklace. And you know, there's a lot of ways to incorporate those crystals and stones into jewelry. I also like to consciously, you know, wear different symbols that help from protection, like the Hand of Hamsa, the Ankh, the Eye of Osiris, are just some symbols that are used for protection. So, you know, those are just a great deal of examples. There's many more that I'm probably forgetting today, but my daughter over here is kind of is kind of getting a little cranky, so I'm going to have to close out now. I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday and a great rest of the week, and I hope that these energy shifts don't affect people too badly, and that you keep in mind what we talked about with manifestation and ways to protect yourself from negative, bad energies. And you guys have a great day. This was the Red Queen.